Because I have got some things to show you. And I'm going to need your help. What are these up here? Flowers. Are you sure they're flowers? They're all so different. How do you know they're flowers? You're right, they're flowers. Let me tell you a little bit about what makes each one of these special and different. This one is a passion flower, and take a look at that design. Look at the colors, look at the patterns, look at the textures. Didn't God do wonderful things with that flower? Pretty amazing, huh? These flowers are plumeria blossoms, and plumeria blossoms smell wonderful. In fact, in Hawaii, what they do is they take each individual flower and they string it on a rope and they make a lei out of it and you can put it around your neck. And what better way to smell the blossoms then? Now these flowers here might look small, but these are apple blossoms. And once that little bee is done doing what she does, we get apples from them. So that makes them special. And these flowers are called foxglove. And from them, we get a life-saving medication that helps the heart work better. In large quantities, when animals eat the plant, it's very toxic. But for us, it helps us, and it's called digitalis. So now I want you to take a look at these. What are these? Birds and animals. You're right. How can you tell? Because they just are, huh? But they're all so different. Are you sure that's what they are, birds and animals? Okay, let me tell you a little bit about what makes each one of these special. Oops. This one here is a peregrine falcon, and they are the fastest animals in flight. They dive up to 200 miles an hour for their prey. At that speed, it's amazing that poor little bird isn't ripped apart with such force. 200 miles an hour. This little character here is a cheetah. And cheetahs run between 68 and 75 miles an hour. That is faster than your parents drive on the freeway. We hope. We hope. And what's really neat about these guys is that they can go from this position of absolutely resting to this position of running 0 miles an hour to 60 miles an hour in 3 seconds. That's 1, 2, 3. And they're up to speed. Pretty amazing, huh? This is a camel. Camels actually store fat in their humps that they have on their backs, and that's so that they don't have fat other places in their body, which allows them to withstand very high temperatures so they can live in very desert areas. They also, at different times of the year, can go from 6 to 7 months without drinking water. And that, again, is pretty amazing because we can't live without water for more than a couple of days. And when they do drink water, they can drink up to 30 gallons. You know, milk-sized jugs, gallon? They can drink up to 30 of those in 13 minutes. So they're pretty amazing. And this little beauty is a hummingbird. And hummingbirds are special because their hearts beat so fast and their wings beat so fast. Their hearts beat over 1,000 beats per minute. Ours is about 80. And their wings beat 80 times per second. And they don't just fly up and down like most birds. They fly in a figure eight pattern. You guys know what that is? I'll show you. It's kind of forward and back. It's kind of up and down. And that allows the birds to fly both backwards as well as forwards. And they can hover in one spot to drink nectar. Okay, now who are these? Oh, are you sure? They're all so different. Let me tell you a little bit about what makes each of these special. This guy here is Joe DiMaggio. He is said to be the best baseball player ever. He set records in the 1940s that 75 years later are still unbroken. And this guy here is Terrence Tao. He's said to have the highest IQ of anyone. An IQ is a measure of how smart we are. Most of us have IQs of about 90 to 110. Terrence's is 230. Just in case you feel like, you know, you're not quite adequate. When he was 2 years old, he was doing math problems. When he was 9 years old, he was taking college math classes. And by the time he was 20, he had his PhD. This next little guy here, his name is Ryan. And Ryan, when he was in kindergarten at 6 years old, he learned that sometimes people don't have safe water to drink. And he said, well, how come they don't have safe water to drink? And his teacher explained to them that they had to walk long distances to get a little bit of water. And when they did, sometimes it had bacteria in it that would hurt them and even kill them. And Ryan said, well, that's not right. You know, how come they don't just go to the faucet and they don't have one or a fountain? So what he did was he started saving his allowance and he started working around the house and he started working in his neighborhood, gathering money. And he put together an organization or a foundation. And 10 years later, when he was 16, by then they had already done over 500 water projects in 16 different countries, helping over 600,000 people by the age of 16. Oops. And this girl her name is Angela. Now, she was a teenager. She was 15 years old, and she said to herself, you know, I think that if we did this and this, we might be able to cure cancer. And so she didn't know too much about it. So she started reading papers, very complex papers that were really hard for her to read, but she stuck with it. And she said they were difficult to read at first, but she kept with it, and she said, it's a puzzle, and I like to solve puzzles. Do you guys like puzzles? Oh, right. So she kept with it. By the time she was 17 years old, she was actually helping to do research for what her idea was. And what they found is that in rats, it actually works. It's going to take a couple more years for them to figure out if it works in people, but in rats, the cancer tumors are almost completely gone. So now what makes all of these things, the flowers, the birds, the animals, and the people, what makes them special? It's because they're all different, and I heard somebody say, God created them all, thank you. They're all different, and they're not afraid of being different. What if the camel said, well, I'm not like a hummingbird, I have these two big humps on my back. What if he said, you know, I can't do what I need to do? He's not even like other camels. Asian camels have two humps. Arabian camels only have one. What if they were afraid to be different? What if Angela here was afraid and she said, you know, oh, my idea, I'm just a kid. My idea won't work. I don't want to be different than my friends. Then we wouldn't know if her idea actually worked for cancer. And I want to clue you in to something. Our God is a God of diversity. Do you guys know what diversity means? It means being different, not like other things. That's why we have so many different flowers and birds and plants and animals, and that's why there's not one human like another human. Even identical twins aren't like each other. I could have put all of our pictures up here because there's something about each one of us that makes us special, and there's not another one of us like each other alive. And so I want to let you know that sometimes as you're growing up, people will put pressure on you to be like other people. Even some of your friends will do this. They'll make you feel bad if you're not like other people, you know, that you don't walk the same or talk the same or do the same things. They'll even have you do things when you know it's wrong, just so you can be like other people, and they'll put pressure on you to do that. But you know now that God made us different, and he made us different for a reason. So even though sometimes it seems scary to be different, if you know that God made us different and that that's how he wanted us, he'll give you the ability to be brave and to be okay with being different. So remember, you don't have to be like everybody else. You can listen to what God wants, you can do what he says, and you never have to do something that's wrong just to fit in with everybody else. It's okay to be good and do what God wants you to do and be different. And remember what it says in 1 Peter 2:9. This is God talking about his people. He says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and pray. Dear God, thank you so much for all the different plants and birds and animals. Thank you for making each one of us different. Please give us the strength to do your will and to be different and to be okay with it and to be your chosen people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all. You are very good.